There was a very angry debate in Westminster Hall in Parliament. The North Durham Labour MP, Kevin Jones, who brought the debate, was furious. He said the treatment of Durham had been disgraceful. Now, if you remember, Durham this summer in the county championship came fourth in the First Division, meaning they were completely safe from relegation. But in October, the England and Wales Cricket Board, the ECB, relegated the club because their debts, standing at £7.5 million, were seen to be too high. And as if that wasn't bad enough, next year they've already had 48 points docked in advance, so it's going to be very hard for them to get back up to Division 1 of the county championship. And to top it off, they've also been told they can't host any more test matches in the near future. But in return, the ECB is putting £3.8 million into Durham to help it keep its day-to-day running costs, like wages and staff, that kind of thing. But Kevin Jones said the punishments didn't even fit in with the ECB's own rules and they needed to be looked at again.
The way this has been done is a scandal. Loyal fans who have supported the club over many years, partly through a passionate love of cricket, but also I think a loyalty to their local team, have been completely disregarded in this. And you ask the question, what is the purpose of the ECB?
Now, Kevin Jones said that the rules as applied by the ECB only actually apply to bankrupt clubs and that Durham, while I got in some trouble last year, isn't bankrupt, just in difficulties. Now, he used the word draconian and he said that the ECB should at least drop the 48-point penalty to give Durham a fighting chance of coming back up next year.
Why did the England and Wales Cricket Board do this, though?
Well, they say that what they need to do is set an example to clubs to run their affairs better and not to get into debt. But the MP said that part of the problem was that the ECB itself charges clubs large amounts when they bid to host test matches. Last summer's test match against Sri Lanka at the Riverside Ground, for instance, cost Durham £928,000 in fees to host. So their argument is that the ECB is partly to blame. And the City of Durham Labour MP, Roberta Blackman-Woods, said that fans were the ones in essence being published.
It's actually going to prevent the club from easily getting itself back to the First Division or getting itself into a position where it is financially viable. And I think that's the sort of underlying worry that all of us have, because they will no longer be in the top division, they won't be having matches locally with counties like Yorkshire and Lancashire, who bring quite a lot of crowd with them because they're quite close to Durham.
Now, since this punishment of Durham, the club has brought in the legend Sir Ian Botham, who played for the club in the early 1990s. But the MP said that even he might not be able to overturn this decision.
So possibly the important question, Justin, then, where do we go from here? What happens next?
Well, so far, Rebecca, the ECB hasn't shown any sign of backing down. But what is happening is that County Durham MPs are going to be meeting the sports minister in the near future, they said, to see if anything can be done. And during this debate at Westminster, the culture minister, Rob Wilson, said that he hoped Test cricket could return to the Riverside in what he called the not-too-distant future. So there might be some good news for cricket fans ahead. And you have to remember that it's only Test matches that have been lost. They're still going to be hosting one-day internationals and international 2020 games at the Riverside, with West Indies coming next summer. And Rob Wilson reminded everyone there, the ECB's money guarantees that the club can keep going, even if, sadly, it's going to be in Division 2 for the foreseeable future.